The Hour of God, Part 2. It is true that you have chosen the hour of God, but it is infinitely more true that the hour of God has chosen you. Sri Chinmoy. If meditating at midday can be like a perilous drive along a narrow, winding, potholed mountain road in a blizzard, God, our meditation is piloting a sports car along a straight, wide, sunlit freeway with no speed limit. To meditate at the Brahma Muhurta, the hour of God, is to sit down to a table already set with a sumptuous feast. We just have to eat and enjoy the meal. Peace, light and bliss crowd all around and within, beckoning. We have only to fall into their arms. Furthermore, the very aspiration and determination we have harnessed to get up to meditate at 3 or 4 a.m. sharpens our focus and attracts extra grace, giving us a running start, an extra boost. There is usually no other reason for our being up at this hour, so meditation is our entire preoccupation. It is all systems go, forward, inward, and upward. As morning shows the day, so our God Hour meditation sets the stage for our aspiring activity and inspired creativity. When we enjoy sublime meditation in the very early hours, the ensuing day flows as an unfolding and a flowering of the inner divinity we encountered and encompassed at that time. Ultimately, every time we meditate is the hour of God. For in meditation we enter into our source of light, inspiration and aspiration, realization and revelation. In meditation, we are both witness and participant in our daily, personal and universal creation and recreation. In meditation, Brahma stirs within our inner heart as we are enlivened by God's breath, enfolded in God love, illumined with God light, and upswept into God's dance.